words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, I have to say, the summary of all of the lessons this morning is wrapped up all within just the refrain of the song. Put your trust in the Lord and do good. So it's not enough that we just put our trust in the Lord, but we're supposed to put our trust in God, have faith in God, but then do good. For me, that really kind of, I bet Habakkuk up in heaven was kind of tickled because he says, make it plain on tablets so that a runner can see it. And so there you go. Trust in the Lord, do good. You can't be any more simple, more plain, more easily read, more easily to hear, to understand. So I bet Habakkuk is good with that. What I like is that the collect, for me, really sums up the gospel today with the idea of increase our faith. So if we ask ourselves, what increases faith? We know it's prayer, but here's the collect. It says, Almighty and everlasting God, you are always more ready to hear than we are to pray, and to give more than we either desire or deserve. And for me, it really gets our thoughts going, you know, towards what the gospel message from Jesus is. And that's trust in God, trust in Jesus, trust in the Holy Spirit, and then go from there. And the apostles, they said to Jesus, they said, increase our faith. Well, first of all, faith is a gift, but it takes effort on our part also to increase our faith. We have to pray. We have to trust in God and then also trust in ourselves and do. And what I love is Jesus's his response is, well, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, and a mustard seed is probably the smallest seed on earth, so that's not a lot, but if it's genuine faith, if it's sincere, if we have even the slightest faith in Jesus, true faith, what happens? He says, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea. And a mulberry fig tree has extensive roots. I mean, it's basically impossible to pick it up and to move it. So Jesus is telling them, if you just have a little bit of faith, guys, have faith in me, we can do miracles. We can change the world, and of course we know Jesus changed the world. He saved the world, which is even more. So then he goes on with an analogy or a parable. He says, who among you would say to your slave who had just come in from plowing or tending the sheep in the field, come here and at once take your place at the table with me? What kind of imagination, you know, what does that make us think? You know, can we actually ever see that happening back in those days? Of course not. So what he's trying to do is explain that the slave, a servant, actually realizes their role or their place in life. They understand what they're to do. They understand that their whole existence is to serve their master, to be obedient to their master. Now, so we're going to change it around and think to ourselves as Christians, do we do that? Do we realize that we're servants of our God? And sure, in a way, slaves, but what did Jesus do? He transformed us from slaves into his brothers and sisters, children of God, our Creator, not only our Master, but our Creator. We are His children. And in our life, do we understand and realize and then do what God teaches and wants us to do? Do we follow His will? Do we trust in God more than we trust ourselves? And another thing to realize is God's treatment of us, His slaves, His servants, His children, is so much more better than the usual treatment of slaves on earth. And we know that. God's love, His forgiveness, His acceptance, His tolerance is so much more than what we do to even one another. As our Creator, Jesus is telling us we're to, yes, we're to serve God, but realize that God calls all of us to His table, the altar, right away. God provides and takes care of our needs. But the last line is kind of like a 2x4 in a way. We're to realize we're not to be haughty. We can spend our lives, as long as it's loving God, and do all sorts of good, but we're never to be conceited or overly prideful about ourselves, thinking we're so much better than that person or this person. All that we do, no matter how great we are, no matter how we strive to be perfect, no matter if we really do give up all of our money, all of our life, all of our energy and heart and love to God and to one another, even if we really do accomplish that, we're to be humble and realize that God doesn't owe us anything. That's what we're called to do, to love God and to serve God more than anything, first and foremost. And then not be conceited because we've kind of achieved that. Because once we become conceited about doing what we're supposed to do, we're kind of back down on Jacob's ladder. And that's with spirituality. We can rise and go, and then also we'll go down and we'll sin. We can rise up again. But in the end, if we realize that, no, like how our lives go, up and down, is we follow Christ. As long as we keep Him as our focus and love Him and serve Him and keep ourselves humble before God and love and serve one another, that's what we're called to do. So in the refrain where it says, put your trust in the Lord and do good, right there is all we have to think about during the week. Simple and plain. Have faith in God and do good. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we just ask that our faith can be sincere, our faith can be genuine, and that we know that no matter how small our faith is, we can work miracles. We can accomplish good for you and for one another. We also know that Christ is the perfect servant role model, that He gave up His entire life to save us. We also ask that You help us to not underestimate our faith and our ability that we can accomplish in and through Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit, and for one reason only, because we love You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.